WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Let's take a look at some of the action going on in the flow aloft. Two items get a lot of attention and sometimes take the blame for things unnecessarily. Those two items are the jet stream and the jet streak. A jet streak refers to a portion of the overall jet stream where wind along the jet core is stronger than in other areas along the jet stream. The jet stream itself is a fragmented global wind flow encircling the mid-latitudes in a pattern that resembles a series of sine waves. Embedded within this belt of airflow are jet streaks. A jet streak is a segment of the jet stream that has relatively high velocity winds. Jet streaks are also known by other terms like jet max and jet surge. Jet streaks are the result of a large low-level temperature gradient, so they are more intense in the cool season when the temperature differential between polar regions and tropical regions is the largest. Wind maxima are found at all levels in the atmosphere, but jet streaks are typically analyzed near the 300 millibar level from the data obtained by the Radiosonde network operated by the National Weather Service. Analysis of a jet streak can be complicated because the jet streak itself may be moving through the flow at 25 knots while the wind in the core of the jet streak moves at 160 knots. This produces a wind acceleration as air approaches the jet core and decelerates once leaving it. As air enters a jet streak, it speeds up, but when it leaves a jet streak, it slows down. These accelerations and decelerations, coupled with the curvature of the jet stream and strong wind shear, cause air to pile up in some areas, that's convergence, and spread out in other areas, that's divergence. These regions of divergence and convergence have a significant influence on surface pressure features. As a jet streak moves within the trough ridge pattern, it influences the amplification or deamplification of the trough ridge pattern. A strong jet streak on the left side of a trough, or the west side, will cause that trough to amplify or strengthen and deepen, while a strong jet streak on the east side, or the right side of a trough, will cause that trough to deamplify or weaken. There's absolutely no shortage of complication when dealing with the complexity of our atmosphere. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.